Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. Oh man, today's episode is really going to hit home for anyone who has ever felt dismissed by the medical system. So today we are diving deep into the world of advocating for your own health through talking with Sam Weakland about how pushing for the right tests led her to discover that she had a pituitary tumor in Cushing's disease. I think we've all been there, right? You walk into a doctor's office with genuine concerns and then you're told everything looks normal. Well, that's exactly what was happening to Sam, and today you'll hear her compelling story of facing not one, not two, but seven different doctors, including two functional medicine doctors that all insisted that her health was totally fine. But Sam knew better. She sensed that something wasn't right, and her perseverance led her down a path of all kinds of functional and conventional testing that ended up unveiling the truth. But today's episode isn't just a story of her struggle. It's really a story that resonated with me and with anyone who has ever had to take their health into their own hands. So listen up as we explore the power of advocating for your own health and the crucial role that testing can play in really figuring out what's going on. Today on the podcast, we have Sam Weakland, who has a really powerful story that involves advocating for her own health and finally getting the right testing done, and then ultimately finding out that she had a tumor on her pituitary gland. So, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for...
Let's go back to the beginning. Can you just tell me how this all started for you?
Yeah, I'll go back a few years. So, in 2017, 2018, it was the first time in my life that I ever took interest in nutrition, working out. Nobody had ever really taught me that. I was always a little bit overweight. 2017, just really got interested, and I lost about 50 pounds on my own. So I was working out a bunch. I got my, personal training certification, nutrition coaching. Like, it just became my whole life. And then I ended up teaching health and PE. So fast forward to 2021, I started gaining some weight back. And at first it was just about 10 pounds. I was like, okay, I just got over being sick. I had just started a relationship with my now husband. We were going out, having fun, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, 10 pounds, whatever. And then it went up another 10 pounds. And I was like, okay, that's weird. I'm still in the gym 5 days a week. I'm teaching middle school health and PE, getting my 10,000 steps in a day. I'm eating well. And then it went up another 10 pounds. And I was like, okay, what is happening? And
it had to be so frustrating.
It was. And it just, I had always promised myself that I would never gain my weight back, because it had just changed my whole life, and not just physically, but mentally too. I was happy. I was in such a good mental spot, and I was just like, I had just made that promise to myself. And so it was frustrating. Of course, okay, now none of my clothes are fitting me. I am doing everything that I can think of, and nothing is working. I had gained about all my weight back, so about 50 pounds in 8 months. And yeah, that was my first really big red flag, because I just knew something was wrong. So that kind of started my journey with all of this. And then I went to my doctor at the time. I presented this to her, and I was like, yeah, I'm not a pro, right? I know what I'm doing when it comes to eating and working out. Maybe I was doing something wrong. I didn't know, but I told her this, and I was like, I have done this on my own before, and I'm doing all the right things, but my weight is just piling on. And besides the weight gain, I just started really not sleeping well. My anxiety went up, my stress, like, just all these symptoms started piling on one after one.
So were you seeing just like a standard OBGYN at that point?
Yeah. So I was living in Montana at the time and I was seeing an OBGYN. So I went to her and I'll never forget this. I had seen her a few times and I did like her. But I told her, I was like, I am gaining weight. I'm eating well. I'm working out, all the things. And she looked at me and she was like, are you sure you're doing that? And I was like, yeah, like, what? I teach health and PE, like I'm active, like it. And she did. She just looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, okay. And she ordered a blood test. And then she wanted me to do the ultrasound for PCOS. So that's how it started. My PCOS ultrasound came back just fine. And my blood work came back normal too. So she was like, you're fine. And that was it. That was it. So I didn't know that would be the story of my life for the next 2 years. But yeah, that's pretty much how it went with all of the doctors.
Talk with me about that journey with the doctors and the testing aspect throughout.
Yeah. So after her, I went to a naturopath. And at the time, my now husband and I were engaged. I was relocating to Iowa with him. And so I had started seeing a naturopath, but it was like in the middle of the move. So we never really got anywhere. But same thing. He looked at my blood work and he was like, yeah, this looks normal to me. And he gave me some supplements to take and it didn't help. And then I got to Iowa. I saw two functional medicine doctors, two primary care doctors. And then I was eventually referred to the endocrinologist. But with every doctor, I did blood work and every single test came back normal. With the functional medicine doctor, the first one I worked with, we did a few other tests. So I did the GI MAP test and just like different blood works and all of that. And she put me on a lot of supplements, which helped a little bit, but just every doctor, it was just like, you're normal. And I was like, okay, but I'm not. And that year, so we were planning a wedding. We got married in March 2023. I had just moved. I had just left a place that I had really loved, a job I really loved. And my dog at the time, who was my best little friend, he was old. He was getting sick. We knew his life would be, or he just wouldn't be with us too much longer. And I just heard it so many times. Oh, you just have a lot of stress going on. A wedding will take it out of you. I was turning 30 and I had one doctor. She's, things just really change when you turn 30. It's like a second puberty. And I was like, I can understand that. My body will definitely change as I turn 30. I'm not going to have that same body I had when I was 24, sure. But I'm looking at all my friends and I'm like, they don't have these problems. Like, they don't feel the way I do. Like, I could just feel it in my bones that something was wrong. So I just went to doctor after doctor until I could figure it out.
Yeah. And so were you doing research on your own? Were you thinking that there was something wrong with your cortisol levels or something that you knew that you wanted to test for?
Yeah. So I was on Instagram and I was just following like everyone who was like in the health industry. I was listening to podcasts. I was reading, just doing everything I could to figure it out. And there was one account that I followed, and I have followed her for a few years. It's Organic Olivia, and she had posted a bunch about cortisol and adrenal fatigue and had a guide on that. So I printed that out, and I had circled a bunch of things on it, and I was like, okay, like, my symptoms are really matching up with these. And at this point, like, it wasn't even about the weight anymore. I was like, okay, I don't care if I weigh X amount, but I just feel horrible. Like, I was so tired. I was so depressed too. And not just, I think I've been depressed in my life before, but not like this. Not to the point where I'm like wanting to get out of bed. I was having really bad brain fog. I was having like random bruising. I was having migraines for the first time in my life. Just everything. And so I read that and I was like, okay, I think it's cortisol. And so that started my like deep dive into that. And yeah, that kind of just gave me the first puzzle piece I needed.
Have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know. They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. Which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners? And what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro. Yeah, so who ended up running that cortisol test for you? How did you get it run?
Yeah, so I asked 3 doctors to run it. And then I was just asking for it's called an AM cortisol blood test. And I had 3 doctors tell me no. And one of them told me cortisol would have nothing to do with my symptoms. And I was like, so I finally referred to the endocrinologist. I waited about 4 months to get in. And honestly, I showed up that day with just not really a lot of hope. I had a feeling that it would be the same story, and it totally was. But she offered to run a blood test again, and I figured that was my 4th shot at asking for cortisol. And so she agreed. She ran the test, and it came back abnormal. And there's a few tests to do for cortisol. And so that kind of got the ball rolling, and every test I did came back abnormal.
Okay, so it basically started with the initial just AM cortisol test. And then because that was abnormal, they started running other testing to keep digging deeper.
Yep. So there's 3 additional tests you do. One, let's see, is a 24-hour urine test. And then there's 48-hour saliva tests. And then there's this one. You take a little tablet of dexamethasone. And that's a steroid that's supposed to suppress your cortisol levels. So you take that around midnight. And then you have to go get your blood drawn at about 7 a.m. to check that level again.
And so all of those were coming back abnormal. And so then what happened?
Yeah, this part was pretty frustrating too. Every single test came back abnormal. And all of those were uploaded into my portal so I could see everything like instantly. And no one called me, no one messaged me. So I took that into my hands too. And I just would call the office and I'd be like, hey, it's me again. What does this mean? What do I do next? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, let me go ask the doctor. And just it was like that for weeks. And so then all of the tests came back normal. My doctor sent me for an MRI to check the pituitary gland. So I went, I had an MRI. You have to lay down in there for about 45 minutes. And yeah, and about 2 hours later, I think, those results were uploaded into my portal. And of course, I'm seeing this stuff and I'm not like totally understanding what it means, but I'm putting the pieces together. And so that MRI test came back. In medical terms, it had said they found a tumor and that there was a growth and all of that. And again, I can see this before I think the doctor even saw it. And so I called the office that day and I was like, can someone please call me back? Like, I'm freaking out. And she called me back later that day. And honestly, it was just a disappointing conversation. And it was pretty harsh too. She was like, yep, you have a tumor on your pituitary gland. I'm going to refer you to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. You'll have to have surgery. And she also knew that we had just got married. We eventually want to start a family. And she pretty much ended the conversation with, oh, and you might have a really hard time getting pregnant. And I was just in tears. She pretty much hung the phone. And that was the last time I spoke to her or said anything. So, yeah. So that was that. And then I got referred to the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, my gosh. I am just so sorry that you went through all of this. But I'm also just so impressed and proud of you for you weren't even... I know you're currently an NTP in training, but you didn't have a health background and you just kept digging and digging and trying to get this testing done. And like you figured it out ultimately.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm just so sorry that you went through this.
Yeah. Thank you. I think I can be a little stubborn, which I think paid off in this situation. But I was like, I'm 30 years old. I should not be feeling like this. And I just refused to accept that was just how my life was going to be.
Yeah. Now, while you were going through this process, were you doing any other like functional testing?
No, the only other one I did was that GI map. And then I had come across HTMA testing. And honestly, I don't even remember how I came across it. I think I was just following so many people on Instagram that it just started to pop up. And I had never heard of HTMA testing. And I was like, this sounds interesting. And I was just so desperate at the time that I was just willing to try anything. And so I reached out to somebody and I did my first HTMA test, probably, I think it was about June. So in the middle of all of this, and that was such... It was just so good for me. It came back and that was the first thing I had on paper that showed me something was wrong. And I remember going to my husband and I was like, look at this. Like, I have an answer. Maybe not an answer, but finally like a puzzle piece.
Something validating of, no, something is off, even if like the standard blood work is coming back normal.
Yeah.
That something is off. Are you comfortable sharing anything from those results?
Yeah. I pull this out real quick. So it had come back. And at this time, like, I had a note in my phone going of all of my guesses about what was going on. I had listed all my symptoms, that kind of stuff. And so this came back and there was three on here that were really, that had stood out to me. So the first one was that the blood sugar ratio. Because the whole time I thought something was off with my blood sugar. I was like wearing CGMs, all that kind of stuff. The second one was the thyroid ratio. And that was another one of my guesses. And then the third one was that adrenal ratio. And it showed that my adrenals were like really struggling. And again, that was one of my guesses. I had all these like adrenal guides printed out and information. And so this had finally shown me that like, I was on the right track and something was going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you were able to get that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so helpful. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, I don't even know how many blood tests I did. I couldn't tell you. It was just never ending blood work. And every single one came back fine. And this was just the first thing that I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not crazy. That's what it was. It was just so validating.
Yeah. And surprised that when you were working with the functional medicine doctors that something wasn't showing up from the blood results, because functional medicine, we interpret blood in a different way. And so even if conventional medicine is saying, hey, your blood's fine, usually when functional doctors are looking at it, they're like, okay, yeah, this isn't optimal. And it's just really crazy that you were just told over and over that blood was fine. So you really needed to get those specific tests done on your cortisol to be able to truly get to the root of this.
Yep, yep. And I'm totally with you on that too. Like I had never gone to a functional medicine doctor before. And I, again, like through Instagram, had started learning about that. And I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect. They'll be able to figure out what's wrong. And yeah, I'll say that I just had a disappointing experience with the two that I went to. And yeah, it just nothing really came of it.
Yeah. What has been one of the biggest lessons that you've learned through this whole process?
I I think the biggest lesson is that you just have to listen to what your body is telling you. And for so long during the beginning of this, like, I was just honestly, like, mad at my body. I was like, what is going on? Like, why have I gained 50 pounds back? I think I mentioned that I was, like, getting ready for my wedding and I just could not lose a pound to save my life. And I was just mad. And now I look back and I wish I would have just shown my body a little bit more grace, because my body was just trying to communicate with me and did. And if I hadn't gained my weight back, I don't know if I would have ever really figured all of this out. And it was telling me something was wrong. And I listened, even though I was mad. I would just say that if you feel like something is off and everybody is telling you something is normal, like, you just have to listen to yourself. And, you know, you're the only one that gets to live in your body. The doctors don't. Like, you just know yourself best.
When someone sends me two HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community. And here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support, and you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then, just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team, and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I just want to bring you back. So you were diagnosed with Cushing's disease, basically, and that is a tumor on your pituitary gland. But now, what has happened since then?
Yeah. So I, again, had gone up to the Mayo Clinic and brought all my testing, all that good stuff. They actually had me redo everything when I got there. And then, yeah, of course. I was just like, it was never ending. And the endocrinologist there, she was so kind. And it was just such a different experience. But she had told me, she was like, you have all this abnormal testing, but Cushing's is very hard to diagnose. And even though I had gained all this weight back and I had some acne and all that kind of stuff, she was like, you have very subtle physical signs. Because if you Google it, like, some people you can just tell, like, they just present the physical symptoms. Mine were just, like, iffy. And so she had told
me. And that's probably based on how you were living. You were probably still exercising. You were doing all the right things.
Yeah, definitely. And thankfully, I did catch this pretty early on. I was about 2 years into it. Some people are 10 years into it. But she had told me, she was like, I'm going to refer you to a neurosurgeon. But it's up to you, like, if you want to do surgery or not, because I'm not 100% confident you have Cushing's. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's up to me if I want brain surgery or not. What am I supposed to do with that? Like, at this point, my husband and I were just laughing because we were like, oh my gosh. But I got to the neurosurgeon. He was very confident. So I did. I went in for surgery, came out of surgery. Probably about a week later, I got the email that said, yep, like, your biopsy confirmed that you have Cushing's disease. And yeah, so my surgeon was confident that he got the tumor out. I'm actually, let's see, 8 weeks post-op today. Yeah, and it's been a process.
How are you feeling?
This week has been probably my best week yet. So that's been really nice. And it's been a roller coaster. And I'm in a lot of Cushing's Facebook groups now, and I've connected with other people, like, their Instagram and all of that. And Everyone says that the recovery from surgery isn't bad. The recovery from Cushing's disease is what's tough. And my headaches went away because there were definitely some intense headaches those first few weeks. I am on hydrocortisone right now, which is just a cortisol steroid to keep my body going. And we hope that my pituitary and adrenal glands will kick back in and start producing normal amounts of cortisol. But overall, I feel okay. And I think this week has given me like this hope that like I'll be back to my normal self one day. And I've started going on walks, which has just been so nice to move again. And I'm hopeful that one day I'll make it back to the gym and all of that. So I feel pretty good. And I'm just, even though this whole thing was just a hot mess, like I am very thankful that I ended up at the Mayo Clinic. I'm thankful I got my answer. And from here, I can just heal and focus on my recovery.
Yeah. And you're still so much at the beginning. I know if 8 weeks feels like a long time, yeah. But ultimately, when you look back, you'll think a year from now, you're going to be probably feeling fantastic. Yeah. And so I can't wait for you to re-listen to this in the future. And yeah. Oh my gosh, I was still only 8 weeks out.
Yeah, I know.
And hopefully giving yourself some grace on that and taking it slow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's been a good lesson for me too, because it's just hard to sit on the couch and not move a lot and all of that. So it's definitely been, again, my body's just like communicating with me, like, you just need to sit here for a while. So,
yeah. Do you have any advice for anybody else who may be going through something like this, or maybe they're just trying to get labs run by their doctor and they're not being heard? Do you have any advice for anybody?
Yeah, I post about this a lot on Instagram, and I get so many messages like every day with just similar stories. And it's just, it's heartbreaking how many people go through this. And so I always came like to my doctors with respect, because I was like, fighting them isn't going to get me anywhere. But I would say, here are my concerns. I had a note on my phone with all of my symptoms, anything that was changing. I have a weight app. So I would weigh myself, and I have this whole like graph of my weight over the last few years. But yeah, I would just say, here are my concerns. I've been reading about whatever, can we discuss some testing for this? And some doctors were very open to that, others not so much. And somebody actually told me this on Instagram, and I wish I had known this before, but they said, if you request a test and the doctor says no, ask them to make a note of that in your chart, because then either they'll be pushed to run the test, or if they still don't, then you at least have some documentation of that.
Yeah, so, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. I had never thought of that. And I wish I had some documentation of this, because I had asked for a handful of things that had got denied. And yeah, it would have just been interesting. I will say too that I was just very stubborn, and I just refused to believe it, that this was just my life now. And so I would say another important part of this is just like educating yourself, and whether that's like a podcast, Instagram, whatever, like, you just kind of have to take things into your old hands sometimes. And I am glad I did. And the other crazy thing of this too is that part of Cushing's is that the cortisol is so high that it starts like shrinking your brain, from my understanding. And so my neurosurgeon had pointed that out on my scans. And then another part is that your muscles kind of start wasting away too. And so, crazy. And thankfully, again, I caught this after 2 years, but I have some damage on both of those things from this. And if I had just taken everything's normal, what would my life have looked like in another 10, 20 years? So you just got to keep fighting.
Absolutely. And so you are currently in the Nutritional Therapy Association program?
I am, yes.
How's that going for you?
It's been really good. I've always had an interest in going back to school for something health related. My background is in teaching, and I always had this like itch to get back to school. And during all of this, like I said, I was just desperate. I was going to try anything. So I had come across the NTA and I was like, yep, I'm signing up. I'm going to figure this out. And so I start in September and I'll be done, yeah, in September 24. So about halfway through now, but it's been wonderful. And it's just been such a good like tool for me while I'm healing too, to just keep learning about how to support my body. And yeah, I love it.
I love that. I know the NTA absolutely changed my life. It just put everything into, I had been listening to podcasts and I thought I was really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And then the NTA just brought all the puzzle pieces together for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why everybody's talking about how important the gut is. Like,
yeah.
I never understood why that was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And even though I'd listened to all the podcasts, read all the books and all of that, and then it seemed like it all clicked for me. I'm just a big advocate for that program for sure.
Yeah, I love it.
How do you think that your personal journey through all of this will shape the way that you want to practice? What do you want to do once you graduate?
Yeah, I would really love to start working like one-on-one with clients or just doing like small group kind of stuff and just really being able to connect with people. And I would just love to help someone, even if it's just one person. And that HTMA test was such a puzzle piece for me. Like that lit the fire under me again. I was like, all right, now I have something to go off on. And I hope that I can run HTMA tests and that it's the puzzle piece in somebody else's journey. And I hope that people can come to me and like my page and that they just get like good information and they can learn how I was able to learn and that they just feel like they have this like friend in this little corner of the internet.
Yeah, just an advocate for them for sure.
Yeah.
You could definitely focus your practice on Cushing's. That would be really amazing. You could potentially get trained in the cortisol testing.
Yeah, and I would love that too. And the more like reading I do about Cushing's and all of that, I keep reading that it's not a rare disease. It's a rarely diagnosed disease, which makes a lot of sense to me. And in these Facebook groups I'm in, it's just thousands and thousands of people. So it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where can people find you if they want to follow your journey and potentially work with you in the future?
Yeah. So I am mostly on Instagram. It's Samantha.Weekland.
Perfect. And just to close us out, I always like to ask a fun question at the end. What is the crunchiest thing that you've done lately?
I have jumped on the sourdough train. So I'm gluten-free. So I had connected with somebody locally and she had a gluten-free sourdough starter. So I went and grabbed some from her. And that has been my little experiment for the last week or so now.
I love that. That's so funny. Whenever I ask people, it's been so funny on the podcast lately on these recordings, whatever somebody brings up, it is something that I've done in the last week too.
Oh, that's so
funny.
I'm
like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Because that happened literally this week. I have avoided the sourdough train for so long.
Yep.
And then my friend posted that she had some extra starter. And I was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot.
Yep.
But I will say, I have two little kids right now and time is definitely stretched thin. And so my little starter is sitting in the fridge right now because I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like, wait, what do I do with this? And I watched a few videos and it's a much bigger process than I actually thought.
Yeah.
But I know I just need to do it.
Yep.
So you've made a loaf?
I haven't made a loaf yet. Nope. I haven't got there.
We're in the same boat then.
Yeah, it is. Like you said, it's just like such a science experiment that I'm just trying to figure it all out. But I did have some discard the other day. So we made a pizza crust out of it. And it actually turned out so good. So I'm
hopeful.
That's
great.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. We should both go and make our bread and come back and report.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to do that. I'm nervous about that first loaf, but we'll just have to
me too.
Give it a go.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that our listeners are going to just be so inspired by your story. And it's just, I know that this is happening all over the world, that people are not getting the answers that they deserve and they're not getting the testing that they need and all of that. And I think just hearing somebody's story like yours, where you kept pushing and pushing and it did come to fruition that you really, you needed brain surgery, which is just so wild. And just encouraging everybody to keep going and asking the questions, doing the research, reading the books, joining the Facebook groups, whatever it takes to know what to ask your doctor for. You know your body better than anybody else. And I just know that everybody will really enjoy your story and root for you moving forward.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at Tess Don't Guess on Instagram or testdontguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called Tess Don't Guess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.